The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg in the studio in Fargo, and in our studio in Bismarck, Sue Balcom joins us.
Sue, thanks as always for joining us for another episode of Main Street Eats.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Excited because it's almost St. Patrick's Day?
I am. But I draw the line at green beer, okay?
Me
I'm
too.
Sorry. It's just not on my list of basic four food groups. So,
well, as a good German Russian, what are you doing on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, you know, I remember making green cake donuts and doing a few things because at one time I was married to someone of Irish descent, and maybe I'm married to someone who has a little Irish in him now.
Doesn't everybody?
I don't think I do. And I'm
St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Okay, all right. If you want to go that far. I had a friend, though, that was kind of half German and half Irish, and God bless him, he said, you know, the Irish in me just loved to drink, but the German in me would never let me enjoy it.
That didn't stop the German, though.
Oh, shoot. No, we can wine in our beer with the best of them. So, but I did a little research on St. Patrick's Day because I was curious again about what they do over in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day, which boo-boo number one is they call it St. Patty's Day. They never call it St. Patrick's Day. So if you want to be true Irish, you got to walk around and talk about St. Patty. And they don't eat corned beef, Doug.
Well, that's because they live in the wrong country, Sue.
They do eat a rasher of bacon, though, for a traditional fried Irish breakfast, if you've never had one. I don't know how those people stay skinny because, boy, they eat bacon and they fry their tomatoes. They make brown soda bread and tea, and they eat that with eggs any way they want, fried, of course. And then they do have something called black pudding, which is actually a blood sausage, which is somewhat of a tradition in our family also. But, ooh, the thought of that just doesn't sound good when you can have all these other wonderful things.
Well, that's a staple of the full English breakfast, too. So that all of this stuff is, in a sense. I mean, that's a full plate. The English, the Irish, the Scots, they eat hearty in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the rule to staying thin, you know. You eat like a king in the morning, a prince at noon, and a pauper at night. So they had the right idea there.
And you can walk in the winter.
Oh, yeah. 2 miles uphill to school through 6 feet of snow every day, right? I was there once. But they have such wonderful, other wonderful things like brown soda bread that they make with whole wheat flour. And I just found this out, too. I've started making some soda bread in preparation for St. Patty's Day. And the cross in the top of that bread is etched in the center. Do you know why?
I suspect it might have to do something with St. Patrick, but I don't know.
It's to keep the fairies out.
Oh.
Oh, sure.
And I'm like, out of what? Out of your house? Out of your food? Off your plate? I don't know. But I thought that was kind of cute. You know, we all have these little things that we do sometimes and we don't even know we're doing them. So,
what is soda bread?
Oh, soda bread is so awesome. You know how sourdough bread is risen with bacteria and cultures that you capture from the air called mm-hmm. wild yeast. Yeast breads, of course, you use the purchased yeast that you buy in the store, which is actually somewhat of a fungus or mold sort of thing that makes your bread rise. But the Irish make this wonderful brown bread with soda in it, lots of soda and baking powder and flour and water, basically. And you can flavor it any way you want. But it's like it doesn't rise as much. It's more like eating a wonderful soft biscuit. And they do a lot. It's so easy to make that they do a lot of Irish bread. Everybody that goes over to Ireland and comes back says to me, can't you make Irish soda bread? That bread is so wonderful. Well, we can and we can't because they do have a special wheat that they use over there that supposedly gives it a certain flavor. But we still, that hasn't stopped any of us from eating my soda bread. So,
well, another bakery staple of the United Kingdom and Ireland is scones.
Oh, my gosh. And I don't know if People around here just haven't ever had a really good scone or not, but, you know, the ones that you can get in the local coffee shops are like failed muffins in my mind because a real scone is crispy, flaky on the outside and tender and delightful in the inside. And I love scones. I love scones so much that when I just don't know what to have for a snack, I'll whoop some up because it only takes about 20 minutes. But then you have to bake them. But scones are kind of, they're a flour with butter cut into them. So they're sort of started out life like a pie crust. But then you add a little sugar and you add milk and eggs to them. And then, of course, you can flavor them any way you want. Plain ones are just about like a biscuit. They eat them with butter or clotted cream. But you can add raisins and craisins and brown sugar and cinnamon and orange peel and lemon peel, and they're just fabulous, fabulous. Right out of the oven is when they're the most fabulous.
I think of them like bagels in a way. People are very fussy about scones and bagels. You know, they have to be a certain way.
Right. It's got to be the real deal or nothing at all. So I did find some recipes that I would be happy to post on my blog site. And one of them is called Gemma's Best Ever Irish Scones, and I just can't wait to try her recipe because it looks phenomenal. And I think if you were to put, like, cheese in them, like grated cheddar cheese, you could actually eat them with chicken and gravy, too, if you wanted to do that.
Oh, twist my arm.
Yeah, come on over. And then, of course, we have to have an Irish dessert, right? They eat a lot of apple tart over there, which is very similar to our apple pie over here. The difference is they kind of bake it in a little more shallow pan. And, of course, they all use Kerrygold pure Irish salted butter.
That's the best.
Because, right, if you've never tasted really good butter, I would recommend treating yourself on St. Patty's Day this year with some Kerrygold butter smothered over the top of a wonderful scone. Or maybe a piece of soda bread when you're having breakfast. And then top it off with that apple tart, you know.
Well, how about this? What about the day after St. Patty's Day?
Yeah. We need a hangover cure here.
I couldn't believe that when I read that. I thought that was pretty amazing. I haven't had a hangover in a really long time, but I don't remember them as being very much fun. Unless you're with a bunch of friends. Maybe then it's not so bad. But the Irish have cures for hangovers. Two of them. One of them is drinking flat 7-Up, which, as you know, is sort of like what you drink when you have the flu.
Yeah.
But they also butter white bread, fry up some good Irish potato crisps, and make themselves what's called a crisp sandwich, which is basically those potatoes stuffed inside buttered bread. And I'm not going to try it.
It seems like it would sop up a lot of stuff in your stomach. Like, I get it.
Okay. And drink plenty of flat 7-Up there. And then it probably expands, fills your stomach. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of grease and a little bit of whatever.
That might be a recipe for moderation. All right. Well, we've checked in with Sue Belkin, as we do every week. Sue, what's your blog address?
TheRootCellers, SELLERS.com.
Thank you, Sue.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.